It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. We talked last week about why college costs so much. Elliot Wilcox emailed, I work at a public college in Minnesota and we've not had a raise in years. The main cost issue in public higher ed is that states across the country have dropped the allocation of tax dollars by vast amounts, and now students have to pay the difference with higher tuition. Heather Lanier in Lebanon, Ohio, added, not too long ago, my husband and I tallied all our undergraduate and graduate school loans, which in total was $75,000. I'm a visiting professor earning in the low $30,000s, and he's a priest earning just $40,000. We've chosen altruistic professions, doing what we love, but we go to sleep worried about how we'll ever pay off the debt with our low-paying professions. We also had the chance to talk with Mark Kelly, the husband of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, about their history, her recovery, and their book together, Gabby, A Storage of Courage and Hope. We heard from a number of listeners who shared the difficult experience of traumatic brain injury, including Richard Lynn Cook in Houston. I was shot in the right parietal region 20 years ago while on Christmas break as a sophomore at Yale University. I was initially fully paralyzed except for my right arm. I still have a limp, but otherwise, I'm okay. I can empathize with the difficulty Representative Giffords faces and will continue to face. Because of my injury, I have a deeper level of empathy for patients than I otherwise would have. I think this has made me a better physician. Hang in there, Gabby. As the last U.S. troops prepared to leave Iraq, we talked on Thursday about what was achieved and what was lost. I read from one email that began, how easily we forget the events of 9/11. Todd in Iowa complained, despite having corrected guests and callers on some fairly minor points earlier in the segment, you left unmolested this tiresome and grievously misguided implication that Iraq had anything to do with 9/11 attacks. Finally, we heard from Teresa Jaquetta in Muncie, Indiana, after our conversation about the video games worth buying this holiday season. As a 23-year-old woman, I am pumped about games targeted toward my gender. Games that customize characters like Skyrim allow me to have a character I can relate to more. You want to feel like the character you're playing, which I think has turned off most of my female friends from playing games more targeted for men. If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there, @TOTN, or you can follow me, @NeilConan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Priska Neely, John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Jessica Reedy, Wilma Consul, Peter Granitz, and April Failing. April also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Our intern is Nunera Amun. This is her last week with the program. We've been so glad she could spend the last few months with us. Gwen Uten is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Michael Cullen, Jerry Tennant, and Cal Southworth. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Scott Cameron. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, Ron Elving fills in as our political junkie. We'll look at the politics of the Keystone Pipeline, plus the latest in the battle for Iowa. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.